Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's Merriam-Webster's Word of the Day for May 24th. Today's word is apposite, spelled A-P-P-O-S-I-T-E. Apposite is an adjective that means highly pertinent or appropriate, apt. Here's the word used in a sentence from the New York Review of Books by Frank Kermode. He brings to the story a modern intelligence, a modern interest, as well as much apposite historical information. And the result is a refreshing civilized book, a notable homage to its great original. The words apposite, spelled with an A, and opposite, spelled with an O, sound so much alike that you'd expect them to have a common ancestor. And they do. It's the Latin verb ponere, which means to put or to place. Adding the prefix ad, A-D, to ponere led to apponere, meaning to place near or to apply to. And that branch of the ponere family tree budded the word apposite. The word is used to describe something that applies well to or is very appropriate for something else. To get opposite with an O, the prefix ob, O-B, was added to ponere, and that combination matured into apponere, meaning to place against or opposite. The related Latin verb componere, meaning to put together, gave us the English words compound and composite. With your Word of the Day, I'm Peter Sokolowski.
Visit Merriam-Webster.com today for definitions, wordplay, and trending word lookups.